Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Oh yeah, good morning. Welcome to your K-Rock just after 8 o'clock. We love making announcements, especially about cool things happening that you could be a part of. And even better than that is when we get to tell you about something that immediately gets you tickets, which means you'll be the first person on the planet to have tickets to this event. And I think probably one of the biggest things that's happened to K-Rock this year is the partnership that we have with In-N-Out. It's a place that we all love for different reasons. We all have slightly different orders, but we're big fans. And ever since In-N-Out took over the sound space here at K-Rock, that was only part one of this amazing partnership. And part two of it is that now K-Rock is helping to put together this concert that they've been putting on every year. And usually when Lindsay Snyder joins us, it's to talk about the Return of the Rock to Freedom event that is happening. And they've raised a lot of money for amazing cause. You know, 100% of every dollar raised goes to organizations dedicated to fighting substance abuse in the communities. And they have decided that this year they really want to put on the best show yet.
Well, and Lindsay Snyder is a fan of K-Rock bands. So there's always a K-Rock band that's been performing it at these events in the past. So the partnership was already brewing.
And this is, of course, between K-Rock, In-N-Out, Slave to Nothing. And they are proud to present, as we announce for you right now, the 6th annual Rock to Freedom benefit concert happening Saturday, October 24th at the Wiltern in Los Angeles. And just for going there, you will see this band right here.
You gotta keep them separated.
So if you don't break, just overcompensate. At least you know you can always go on Ricky Lake. Gotta get away from me. I want you. Now, why don't you gotta talk? With a thousand lies and a good disguise. Hit them right between me.
The Offspring will be taken to the stage, also joined by 48 Special, performing to support the cause during National Substance Abuse Prevention Month, which is happening right now. And you will be a part of doing something good for the community and enjoying some amazing music and, of course, food from In-N-Out. So if you would like to go, those tickets go on sale officially on Friday, but we have a pair for you right now at 800-520-1067. As we listen to The Offspring and get you ready for this. Congratulations, In-N-Out.
And, of course, this will be a good time and details at krock.com. That right there is The Offspring, and you will see The Offspring at the Wiltern on the October 24th. This is happening, and we are so excited to be able to announce this partnership. It's been going on. This is the Slave to Nothing's Rock to Freedom benefit concert with The Offspring at the Wiltern, and tickets do not go on sale until Friday, but you don't have to worry about that. If your name is Shannon right now, phones are jam-packed. Everyone wants into the show. Shannon from Riverside, congratulations. You're going.
Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh. This is awesome. I've never been on the radio before.
Oh, well, it's you think this is awesome. Just wait till you go to the show and you're eating unlimited In-N-Out and watching The Offspring up on stage. That's way better than this.
You feel like a good person in the process.
Yeah, and you're helping raise some money for a great cause. So hold on 1 second. All those details, I know we announced a lot just there. All the details up at K-Rock on the socials. We'll put on our socials as well. And it'll be a good time. And congrats to Lindsay Snyder, everyone over at In-N-Out, for putting this on. We appreciate that. We've got clickbait to get to, and then we'll get into your dumb off. So let's go ahead and solve the internet's biggest riddles right now. It's time for your clickbait. Here we go.
Hey.
Okay, according to the internet, so it must be true, Allie.
Is it the same people that told you to clean your ears out with olive oil?
Same internet that told me to pour olive oil in my ears.
Okay, let's hear it.
They claim that this is a text that women actually like to receive after meeting someone early. This is a beginning new relationship situation. Maybe you've gone out on a date, or maybe you haven't even gone on a date yet. But there's a lot of texts that guys send that are just the wrong thing altogether.
Because they're all D-pics?
A lot of them are D-pics, and they don't like that, at least immediately.
After the date?
But it makes that sound when you open it.
But there are actual texts that women claim that they universally like to get. So as a woman, even though you're not a straight woman, as a woman, Allie, what is one text that women do appreciate getting from guys?
Yes, I am not a hetero, but I imagine it would be something to the effect of, I can't stop thinking about you, or I've been thinking about you.
It's weird.
The fact that you're on their mind.
That's like romantic, but also that could be borderline creepy. I can't stop thinking about you.
Yeah, but if you're into the person and they're like, oh my God, I'm reeling from this date, I can't get it off my mind. Mm-hmm. That's a good sign. Okay. That's something I would want to hear.
Allie claims that women like getting the text that says, I can't stop thinking about you. Omar Khan.
Yeah.
What's the answer?
I'm going to say it's a text along the lines of, hey, can I get your opinion on this? Because then they think that their opinion matters.
Can I get your opinion on this? Like how to fix a toilet?
Or whatever it is.
Look at this clogged toilet I have here. Let me get your thoughts on this.
It might be. Who knows?
By the way,
this lady might know. Hey,
can I get your opinion on this? D-pic.
All right, Omar says opinion. Well, no, I know what he's saying, though. Make them feel that their opinion is valued.
Yeah, like it matters.
It's a smart, I mean, talk about some mental warfare right there. All of a sudden, just go ask some BS question you don't care about, but say, I want your opinion on this.
Other naked woman. Should I have sex with her?
Yeah. All right, so Omar says, let me get your opinion on this. I think that he could be right. I don't even know the answer yet. Jake, I know you're not going to have the right answer. What is it?
This is after a first date.
Could be after the first date. Could be just when you kind of start the texting conversation.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it could be.
If it's before, I think it's like a text with an actual plan for like a date. Like you're laying it out. Here's what I have planned. And I feel like women like that. If it's after, I think it's like, when can I see you again? Something like that.
Mm-hmm. You think that they like to get the when can I see you again already?
Yeah, that's even a song. When can I see you again?
Ooh, never.
Oh, man.
Well, yeah, I think Jake's answer is a little too desperate.
Yes, as always.
Mm-hmm. He's the open schedule guy.
According to actual women, Allie, they love nothing more than getting a text. And this will not come as no surprise, although maybe to you it will. It's proof that you've been listening. And by that, they mean a text that somehow
references something
that they had said previously. That lets them know that you actually paid attention, listened, and remembered. So the example would be, you know, skipping all the generic stuff and mention something from either a conversation or something that they had said, like, I know you don't like sushi. Huh? I was listening. So maybe we do this instead.
Yeah.
Because women want to feel heard and validated, blah, 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 right? So that's the
idea.
This
reminds me of that blah, blah, blah job you were telling me about.
I know that you have a cat or dog or fish. Yeah, I remember you saying something about that.
This D-pick reminds me of that movie you love.
The answer is you're supposed to mention in the text anything at all. If you want to go real psychological warfare, forget about the whole,
that makes sense.
Let me get your opinion. And just, even if you're just crowbarring it in, even if it has nothing to do with it, be like, hey, it's supposed to be nice tomorrow. I know you said you get cold easily or whatever, but just so you know, it's going to be nice. And then as soon as
you can't even make anything up.
Well, I'm sure someone said something at one point about that. As soon as they hit it with, you know, oh, you're a Dodgers fan. I remember you said you're a Dodgers fan. Well, they're not playing tomorrow, but how about we get sushi? Boom. Like that. You don't have to segue. All they're going to get out of that is, wow, he listened.
Yeah. I'm sure ChatGPT can help everyone craft the right text.
I'm sorry, were you talking?
Okay.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What if your next move wasn't another job, but a career? The St. Louis Building and Construction Trades are looking for the next generation to build what's next. Earn while you learn through a union apprenticeship. No massive student loan debt, just real training, real skills, and real opportunities. Many union trades earn $40 to $75 an hour in total compensation, including health care and retirement. With major construction projects happening across St. Louis and Missouri, there's never been a better time to get started. Build your future. Visit mouniontcareers.com today.
If you want tickets to our Endless Summer Kegger, also known as the Clam Slam, which we announced yesterday, Slightly Stupid will be there, you'll be there, we'll be there, food, booze, it's going to be a great time. We have tickets for that coming up this morning, and the only way to get into that is to win your way in. Details up on our Instagram at Klein Alley Show. While you're there, you can see some footage from yesterday's round one of the Dumb Off, where Johnny once again did what he does best. He won/lost the Dumb Off, which means he'll be moving on.
He said he's excited about it.
He's very happy. He doesn't understand really the way it works, but he had the lower score yesterday, lost to Jake. It was much closer than it probably should have been.
He thought he was going to go again today. And then he was also like, it's sad that I'll never get to play Vanessa. And we were like, that's not how it works.
You very possibly could. You could meet Vanessa in the finals of the Dumb Off. Yeah. We don't know how it's going to play out. But a lot of people get heated when we do the Dumb Off on the show. Today, Allie will be battling Omar. We'll get to the questions in a moment. But listen to this.
Klein wins the Dumb Off for being a dumb.
Well, hold on. I haven't even participated yet. And by the way, I will be playing like I do every year. I think tomorrow is my turn to go. So I don't write the questions when I go. I have to answer them. But this guy says I already won.
Jesus Christ. These are just stupid riddle questions, not actual intelligence measuring questions. Okay, I spent like a million years in college, all that, taking a freaking buttload of standardized tests and course classes and finals and all that stuff. Never in my entire life have I been asked about these stupid riddles other than on BuzzFeed lame-ass online questionnaires and all that crap. I'm stuttering because I'm so angry. Anyway, ask some ACT prep questions to actually do this Dumb Off. You dumbass.
Okay, well, that's just one guy's opinion. Other people feel differently than that guy.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I could be wrong. I'm driving and I have a chance to Google this. But I think Klein needs to be in the Dumb Off because he just finish saying that you're going to have the inaugural dumb-off back again.
Okay, well, I misspoke. All right, yes. I did say it's the inaugural dumb-off back again.
Which would mean the first one,
right,
but
get
it's
it.
Back.
That was testing.
The first
everyone.
One ever is back,
that was
guys.
A test. But now here we are. It's two people going toe-to-toe. You're more than welcome to participate. A lot of people claim they did really good yesterday. A lot of people said they got almost perfect scores yesterday.
These
are not all riddles. It's your inaugural bitch. You're back. It's time now for round two of the dumb-off.
The dumb-off.
All right, Allie and Omar are going to be going toe-to-toe here. Write down your answers.
All right, I'm just going to write them down now.
Just write. You're right before I ask?
Yeah.
All right. These are going to be easier questions than yesterday.
Was their mother.
Well, that was not that hard of a question, but boy, you guys made it tricky. Question one. You have two coins totaling 30 cents. One of them is not a nickel. What are the two coins? Allie is writing down. Omar is writing down.
Yep. One of them is not a nickel.
Yeah, that's correct.
And you have two coins.
Yep. We have to move to question two now.
Oh.
Question two.
All right.
You already won.
You're right there.
I mean, I need time for this.
You need time.
Two coins.
You've heard this one before, haven't you?
Don't help her. Okay, let her struggle. Let her struggle. All right, we go to question two.
Is it the coins are European or some crap?
They're pesos.
Like 15 peso coins or something.
They're stuck together with gum.
Right.
That's a good guess.
Got it.
All right, Elvis, that's a possibility. Write it down.
The two coins are totaling 30 cents.
You have two coins totaling. This is just the first goddamn question. You have two coins totaling 30 cents. One of them is not a nickel. What are the coins? I must move on.
Okay.
We'll answer these at the end.
I'll leave that one blank for now.
Oh, my God. Allie gets so mad. Question two. A man has seven daughters. Each daughter has one brother. How many children does the man have? This is intelligence.
Yeah. Say it again.
A man has seven daughters. Each daughter has one brother. How many children does the man have?
Oh, I get it.
Question three.
Yep.
B stands for what on the periodic table?
Each daughter has one brother.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Are you still on that? Move on.
You're too fast, Clyde.
It's not too fast.
Can I just read it?
No, I'm saying it, Allie.
There are seven daughters and each daughter has
one brother. How many children does the man have? Please, for the love of Christ. We should have been done with the whole quiz now.
Because there's tricks and stuff.
The music ran out already.
Tricks?
Yeah.
What are you talking
about?
There's
probably
a
trick here, like the peso question.
Okay, there's no peso question. God damn it. We go to your next question. This is question three. What does B stand for on the periodic table? You got that?
Yes,
question
that one is a real question.
All right, you have 12 socks.
God, why do I have so much of this crap?
Six black and six white. In complete darkness, how many socks must you grab to make sure you have at least a pair of matching socks?
What are you talking about?
Hey, I got this.
Six, what? Omar, you don't have any of this. What are you talking about?
Did you give Omar the answers?
There's six white socks and six black socks?
Yeah, and it's complete darkness, and how many socks must you grab to ensure you have at least one pair of matching socks? This is like basic, this is just knowledge that proves you are intelligent or dumb. That's it. That's all it is.
Well, I would turn a light on.
Well, you can't. In this scenario, you can't.
Use my phone flashlight like every other person.
Question five. If you rearrange the letters in the word listen, you make another word that almost means the exact opposite. What word can you make? See, once again, not a riddle here.
Yeah, that one, all right, okay. I got to think about it, though.
Jesus.
Okay, I got that one.
What? You do?
Yeah,
Omar, you're scoring quickly today.
I'm good with letters.
Tinsel.
All right, question six. We'll score it after the song. Question six. 3:15 on a clock.
What?
3:15 on a clock.
Okay.
What is the angle between the minute hands? The hands on the clock.
Oh, okay.
If it's 3:15. And question seven. If it takes three cats, Allie, this one's for you.
Okay.
If it takes three cats, 3 minutes to catch three mice.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, this crap. You've done this crap before, but with a different thing.
How many cats are needed to catch 100 mice in 100 minutes?
Uh-huh.
All right. That's it. That's all.
That's all?
That's it. Seven questions.
All of these were hard.
Yeah, he's doing it on purpose.
They were not hard. Yeah. I'm doing it on purpose. These are Vanessa, do you get any of them right, do you think?
Zero. Like, you were too fast.
Too fast?
Yes.
Everyone says, the timing is really, like, throwing me off, too.
Everyone says speed it up.
No kidding. I got it.
The last one is three cats to catch three mites.
If it takes three cats, 3 minutes to catch three mice.
3 minutes, okay.
How many cats are needed to catch 100 mice in 100 minutes? All right, that's it.
Got it.
Come back with the answers. How do you think you did, Allie?
I've only even answered one or two questions. I need to figure this out.
Omar, how do you think you did?
I think I did pretty good. I did great.
Someone's about to get schooled right now. It's the dumb off. It's the answer portion of the dumb off. And once again, Allie is not happy with how things went, as is usually the case. No, you're not listening to a replay from last year or the year before.
Well, because half of these questions are, you have seven daughters. You have six white socks. You have two coins. Who has all this crap?
I would imagine that most people listening have six socks and a couple of coins. But okay, if that's the problem you have with this dumb off.
Well, because it's just all giveaway, takeaway, the way it's worded.
If Allie wins the dumb off this year, she will officially have her shirt retired and hanging in the rafters at K-Rock.
No, because I only won once, really.
No one will be able to beat her, and that's incredible. It'll be the first shirt ever officially retired at K-Rock to hang up in the rafters. I mean, think of all the legends that have been through these halls.
I mean, this shirt's about to be retired just because it's getting too small. Omar, do you feel like these were fair questions?
Yes, and I have heard a couple of these before, and also last night was kind of like, you know, kind of researching a little bit of these questions are designed how they're asked. They're designed to trick your brain to think a different way,
right.
But if you're intelligent, you will figure it out
take
the logical way.
That's right.
That's one type of thinking, one type of smart. Right.
And you're
I am many
these
types.
Are a mixture. You look at the answers earlier.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and check some scores now, okay? Allie, you may have won this one. It's not to count yourself out just yet. First question. And by the way, a lot of people texting in the right answer, so clearly we have a very smart audience, regardless of what the goat line messages would indicate.
Allie can't see the text line, right?
No, I make sure.
No.
Okay.
You have two coins totaling 30 cents. One of them is not a nickel. What are the coins, Allie?
I put the coins are its mother.
She's trying. I guess if you assume that every answer is mother, one of them will be right.
Yeah.
She's
playing. Didn't know there were lady coins, did you?
No.
Sexist.
Omar, what did you put?
One's a quarter and one's a nickel.
That is correct.
Because the quarter's not a nickel.
What?
Yeah, the answer to the question is one of them is not a nickel, and the quarter is not a nickel, and the other one is a nickel.
Okay, that's another thing. It's like, it's worded funny or whatever.
it's not.
It's
worded
clear
funny.
As day.
Omar got it
You're
right.
You're saying none of them are nickels.
No, I didn't say none of them.
That's what you're saying.
He said one of them is not a nickel.
Okay, whatever, you stupid ass. What's the next one?
I'm not the one.
I think my mother one should count.
No, it's so far from the answer. A lot of people said got the exact right answer on the text line.
My other answer was 215s from another country.
Boy. All right, Elmer's up one early. Question two. Dumb off if you're just joining us. Man has seven daughters. Each daughter has one brother. How many children does the man have? Allie, what did you put?
14.
Oh, man. Jesus Christ. Omar,
seven daughters.
Yeah.
Seven daughters, and each daughter has a brother. So that's 14 kids.
This is why the dumb off exists. Omar, what'd you put?
Ellie, the seven daughters have one brother, so that's their brother, part of the children. That's eight.
But Omar's right. They all share one brother.
Oh, God. Okay.
What's your problem with this one, Ellie?
But again, it's just how you're wording it. You're just wording it funny so that it's... This is pregnantist.
It's pregnantist?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This isn't fair to me.
Pregnantist. Do you understand?
I also wrote, they're their mother.
that's almost right. Question three. This was a question about the periodic table. No riddles here. What does B stand for on the periodic table? Allie.
Boron.
You calling Jake that or?
You.
Oh, thank you. Omar, what'd you put?
Yeah, I said boron too.
Boron is right. Good job, guys.
You're a boron.
Boron. You're proven to be one. You're about to be a record-breaking boron if you continue the score that you've got putting up.
Notice I got that right because that was a legitimate question, and it's not just trickery words.
B is their mother. You didn't put that? We have question four. 12 socks total. Six of them are black and six of them are white. How many socks would you have to grab in a completely dark room to ensure you have at least one pair of matching socks?
Two.
No.
Two? What's wrong with you?
You have to grab two socks for a pair. Ha ha, trick.
Wrong.
No.
Omar, what's
the answer? It's three.
Three is right.
Because you select one, and it could be either white or black, and then the second one could be either white or black. They're not going to match, but the third one is guaranteed to match one or the other.
Omar's right. That's just basic reasoning right there. Do you not get this one either?
I don't know why you would even have all those socks laying out in the first place.
That's not a
why do you have, like, rows of socks around?
Why is it all dark?
Why don't you fold them together so you can just grab two socks?
I'm going to read some back-to-back text messages. Allie, stop acting like a prissy little bitch.
Prissy?
Meanwhile, someone else says, these are the types of questions that frustrate me so much.
Right.
I'm as mad as Allie is right now. So this is a different strokes for different folks. And if you're not doing well, then congratulations. You are Allie level dumb. As we go to question number five. And if you're keeping track, Omar has gotten every single one right so far.
Yeah, so far so good.
Yeah.
Question number five.
Some socks on your stupid head.
If you rearrange the letters in the word listen, you come up with another word that almost means the opposite.
Almost.
Allie, what did you put?
Silent.
Omar, what did you put?
Silent.
That is the correct answer. Good job. Silent. And we go to this next question. 3:15 is the time on the clock. What is the angle between the hands?
Haha, zero.
That is wrong. Omar?
Zero?
What?
It's 7.5 degrees.
7.5 degrees is right.
What?
Yeah.
3:15 means the 3 is there and the 15 is there. They're the same.
Hmm?
What?
3, 1, 2, 3, mm-hmm. 15.
You got to look at a clock.
What?
It's 7.5 degrees is the difference because everything is it's half of 15 degrees, which is what it would be because everything's based on a 90 degree, 180 degrees.
10, 15.
No, 7.5.
No, that's wrong.
It's not wrong.
It's zero.
It's not wrong. It's the
angle is his mother.
One.
It's the right answer.
What?
Look at that clock right there on the wall.
Three.
Imagine if that was 3:15.
15.
The angle would be 7.5.
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah, it's
facts. Would be zero. There would be pointed at the same place.
This last question.
No, because the other hand moves, Allie.
Not if it's 3:15.
Through the hour. Yes, it does.
Wait, it's 3:15, is it not?
Yeah.
Yes.
The three is there.
Yes.
Uh-huh. But that's the big hand.
That's right.
And then the little hand, the longer hand, is pointed to the three because that's 15.
Mm-hmm.
What are we missing here?
I mean, I'll explain.
I thought it was 90 degrees.
Do you want me to explain this to you? The angle between the clock hand and 3:15 is exactly 7.5 degrees. While the minute hand points directly at the 3, 90 degrees from the 12, the hour hand is moved a quarter of the way towards the 4, resting at 97.5 degrees. That creates a 7.5 degree. The answer is 7.5. It's a tricky question.
Because it's not exactly at a 3.
Right, for smart people, and Omar is a smart person.
Because it's a little bit past 3.
So Omar gets that one as well.
Also, my daughters have a protractor, so...
Cool. This so you broke that out?
Final question.
I didn't, but yeah.
If three cats... Now, Allie, you should better get this one or you're going to be thrown out of the lesbian community. And you have three cats, so already Omar could argue this is a skewed question in your favor. If three cats catch three mice in 3 minutes, how many cats are needed to catch 100 mice in 100 minutes, Allie?
Three.
Omar?
It'll take 100 cats.
Okay. Finally. Allie gets one right.
Boom.
It is still three cats because the cats are
averaging a
mouse a minute. And so the correct answer is it will take three cats still to catch 100 mice in 100 minutes.
So
at the end of it all, Omar still beat you.
What?
By a lot. And you are moving on in the dumb off.
Well, how many did he get right?
All except one right. And you got almost all except one wrong.
No, I got three right out of seven.
Hey, by the way, Johnny. Say hi to Allie again. You guys will be meeting again down the line at the Dumb Off.
Allie, we could just go ahead and throw this competition right now, man. I'm right there with you. All these were stupid-ass questions.
I agree. Thank you.
Especially that, like, acute one where it's, like, 7.5, whatever the hell
I know.
He said.
Shut up, right?
Yeah, I was like, bro, somebody's cheating, man.
Yeah, I know.
Listen, don't be borons.
They gotta be cheating.
A couple of borons talking.
Nerd joke. All right. No one likes someone who's smart.
We gotta take a break. And let the, so, Allie, how do you feel your performance went today?
Well, I'm just mad about the questions. I understand the 315 one. That was stupid of me. I should have thought about that a little better.
Right.
What about the sock one?
The sock
that was
one.
Easy.
It's not easy. It's just.
It, what about the children one with the seven daughters and?
That's all wording. The wording ones I can't get. Okay, uh-huh. So I would like to request in the finals no wording weird ones.
The real loser of the dumb off is us for listening to this. Thank you for saying that. The periodic table question is trivia. That's not even reasoning. Allie is hilarious. Instead of guessing the two coins are foreign, she decides that they're some sort of a 15-cent coin that exists in other countries. Anyway, there's a lot of, as always, heated controversy all over the place today. But the good news is we're back in a moment. The dumb off is over for today. And when we return, we have news. But then we have your tickets. Listen to this. This weekend, Brookside the Rose Bowl. Just
take
like
two
heaven.
Tickets. Throw them on the ground. One has a sister. How many tickets do you have?
Oh, there actually is a 15-cent coin.
See?
You have two tickets coming up, and there's no riddle there. They'll be yours, and that's all next on.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What if your next move wasn't another job, but a career? The St. Louis Building and Construction Trades are looking for the next generation to build what's next. Earn while you learn through a union apprenticeship. No massive student loan debt, just real training, real skills, and real opportunities. Many union trades earn $40 to $75 an hour in total compensation, including health care and retirement. With major construction projects happening across St. Louis and Missouri, there's never been a better time to get started. Build your future. Visit mounioncareers.com today.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for two more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.
K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. We'll get into some ADD news in a moment. And then the tickets you've been waiting for, Just Like Heaven, happening on Saturday at Brookside the Rose Bowl, The Strokes, LCD Sound System, Dayglow, a ton of Chromeo. So it's a full lineup there. Details up, I'm sure, at krock.com. Matt and Kim, we get you into the show. with your tickets coming up in about 7 minutes. You'll win them today at 9, noon, 3, and 6 right here on K-Rock. But first, the news from someone who just lost her round of the dumb-off, so understand that before you listen to this.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
Coworkers don't always get along, especially when they ask them intentionally confusing questions and then make fun of them. Sometimes it could send a coworker over the edge.
Oh, no. Are you threatening us? It sounds like a threat here.
No, this newscaster is now out of a job because she had had enough of her coworker. And she said this to the coworker while still while the cameras were still rolling.
Go ahead. I don't think you are. You're walking out really angry. Bitch. Can I please finish what I'm going to say? What the fuck? Grow up. I'm so done with her antics. Telling on me every 5 seconds, I'm done.
So she got fired.
Really?
Which it seems like she has a point. Mm. I mean, there are two sides to every story. Just because she was the one in front of the camera doesn't mean that she's the one at fault.
Was that
but
local?
She's the one that got fired.
That was local news in L.A. or?
No, is it? It's in America. I'm not sure. I can't remember which city it was. But it was, I want to say Dallas or something like that.
I have a feeling that's going on in newsrooms all over the place.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
It's got to be. And radio studios as well.
That's right. Yeah, that's what that other woman called me from that podcast.
Oh, yeah. So the autopsy for Hayden Panettiere was finished yesterday. More details are coming out about that, what happened leading up to her death. They said they did find Narcan at the scene and that two ambulances were dispatched, insinuating that there were two people that potentially needed medical attention. And they do believe the Narcan was used at some point. Narcan is obviously something that they use. You put it up your nose to counteract an opiate overdose. So it was either used on her or somebody that she was with. And also in the last film she did, a movie called Sleepwalker, the actor who was her co-star was talking about how she seemed very lonely and to be clearly struggling throughout the shoot. This guy, Justin Chatwin, said that she had opened up to him about her struggles. He told her he'd been sober for 15 years. He said he knows the world of Hollywood and addiction, and it takes from youth. Gail King also said that she noticed that Hayden was struggling during their last interview together, which was a few months ago, to promote her book. So it seems like there were a lot of people that kind of noticed she was struggling. And she's been open. Seemed that she'd been very open about her struggles and was very open about the journey, the ups and downs, the giving away custody of her daughter, and, you know, saying that someday her daughter will understand why she made that choice.
This obviously is getting a lot of headlines now because, you know, she's a big star and died very young. But this is happening with regular people all over the place on a daily basis. So easy to say after the fact, oh man, I wish I had done something. But Gail King, her blood is on your hands. Because you could have, if you noticed something was up, you should have done something. Gail King is one of these people that likes to interject themselves into stories after the fact. I knew it. I also knew it. Well, then you know what? It's as part of humanity. It's all of our jobs. We've all been through moments here. Yeah, I had a whole heart-to-heart with Vanessa yesterday after the show. She said she was struggling. And Vanessa, who sat there and listened to you blab on?
You did.
That's right. It's kind of guy.
Understand any words?
No. Not most of them. I can tell she was going through it though.
So was she just this?
I like buffoon.
That's what she was saying. And I said, buffoon, okay. You're talking to me. I know. We do it all.
She just struggling with the words or she was struggling with an issue?
Struggling with the words.
What the hell goes it?
That's what she said.
What the hell?
I know. But the reality is, there's probably someone you work with, a friend, a distant friend. Probably going through something right now. Everyone's going through their stuff.
Vanessa, sometimes she gets really dark.
I try to kill myself at night.
Oh my God.
Oh, my God.
Vanessa.
Why did I say that?
I don't know.
With the pillows.
She smothers herself with pillows at night.
We have to step in from time to time and check on each other and make sure we're all on the up and up.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, in that situation, though, you don't necessarily know the person that well. You're just interviewing the person, and you can see that they're having a hard time, but who are you to... Yeah, who are you even going to reach out to? Their manager and be like, dude, something's up?
What action do you take? That guy from the Gorillaz was in here, looked all sad. I gave him my jacket. That was my way of saying, hey, here you go.
He got all happy.
See how happy he got after
Maybe he was on the verge. You never know.
You never know.
If somebody Venmos you accidentally, do you return the money or do you keep it for yourself? It's the modern day equivalent of finding a wallet on the street. A man posted about this situation and it started a very big moral debate. He said he got a
I know what you would have done.
What would I have done?
You would have kept it.
It depends on how much money it is.
I know the story. $3,000.
Over $3,000. Yeah. And it was for rent.
I know.
So this person accidentally sent someone their rent. If somebody did that to me and it said for the rent, I would feel horrible keeping that.
But you would.
And then I would keep it. But I would feel bad about it.
Yeah, that's good. At least that means you have a heart.
I would give. I'd pay it forward a little bit. I'd buy you guys coffee.
Hypothetically easy to say. Of course you send it back. But think about it for a second. Found $3,000. And they do give you a lot of warnings. I mean, more so on Zelle than on Zelle.
Oh,
they
give you
19 chances to turn back before you send anyone a dollar.
I sent somebody $5 Venmo, and I had to do a phone number verification, all that stuff for $5. So this guy, this was Zelle, actually, said somebody Zelled me $3,100 for rent. I have no idea who they are, and I have no idea what to do about this. And this has gotten hundreds of thousands of comments and opinions about what to do because some people thought it was a scam. This is a scam, too, to send somebody money and then to contact them and be like, sorry, I accidentally sent you money, but you can't send it back through Zelle. So can I actually have, like, can we swap our bank information? Like, there's this kind of transfer that happens, and then they get access to your account in the end. So they were saying, just don't do anything. You have to keep it. And then he was like, I should contact my bank. Anyway, long story short, he said it said the person's name was Joe, and I'm a barber. I know a lot of different clients. So I went through every single Joe in my contact, on my contacts on my phone. Eventually, one of them responded and said, that's me. It's my money.
Yeah, well,
and then he got the money back to him. And but that, if someone texts you and says, I accidentally sent, you know.
Yeah, well, that's where you don't say.
Are you the real Joe?
No, you don't say. Yeah, I mean, listen, you don't, it's like you don't say, I found a wallet with exactly $300 in it. You say, I found a wallet. And then when someone says, it's mine, you go, how much was in there? You know, you got to give them some quizzes.
That's why you go, $300.
Right. Well, there you have it. That's good people. And just because we think you're probably a good person, we're going to give you tickets right now. Just like heaven happening this weekend. If you're the 20th caller. No games. Just be the 20th caller right now. 800-520-1067. We send you this weekend. You're just like heaven right here, Brookside, the Rose Bowl. You'll be there.
You want a career that pays? How about $40 to $75 an hour in total compensation, including healthcare and retirement, and getting paid while you learn? That's what the Union Building Trades offer. St. Louis is booming with projects, and contractors need the next generation of skilled workers right now. Skip the dead-end jobs. Skip the mountain of student debt. Learn a trade. Earn a paycheck. Build something that matters. Visit mounioncareers.com and start building your future today.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
One thing I talk about often during perimenopause and menopause is inflammation, and nutrition can play a major role there. Many women are getting far too many omega-6 fats and not enough omega-3s, but most people have no idea what their ratio actually looks like. That's one reason I personally trust Chronometer. It doesn't just track your food. It gives you detailed nutrient data, including your omega-3 intake and even your omega-3 to 6 ratio. That level of insight can help you become more intentional about the foods you're eating every day. Chronometer is accurate, easy to use, and far more comprehensive than many other nutrition apps. I love that I can look beyond calories and really evaluate nutrition quality, including protein, fiber, iron, and healthy fats. Especially during this stage of life when nutrition becomes even more important. If you're ready to better understand your nutrition and make more informed choices, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.